Welcome back to Charlie and Me, where Jim Nance is now narrating this podcast.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
We are excited. Who did he give the tie to?
I didn't hear. I left before the game.
Oh, shit. We'll have to ask on the friendly update today. I have no idea. I fell asleep during the second half, and I woke up to the score, and it was over. It was over. Anyway, welcome to the sixth episode of Charlie and Me. Thanks for listening. If you're our friends and family, again, I apologize. Oh, if you're not, well, I guess I apologize to our friends and family as well. Sorry. Anyway, my mom listens to all these. She caught up this last weekend. She listened to every single one of them. So hopefully she's listening to this one too. And I don't apologize, Mom. This is my best work. This is
our creation.
I'm trying my best. As everyone knows, we had our bracket challenge come to an end with a pretty big double-digit win by Nova in the championship game last night.
Hey, Grant, guess what?
What, Charlie?
You're the loser.
Yeah, I'm a loser. Who's the winner?
I don't even know who in the bracket. I'll look it up.
I saw G. Pippen was pretty close to losing with me, but I was just a little bit lower than her.
Just a little worse. A
little bit worse. So yeah, it looks like I'm stuck out here taking the ACT. I know Charlie's gonna build some gambling odds around that. But further, I think we should also highlight that Duke has a 5-1 chance to win next year's national championship.
Chase Groff won our bracket.
Oh,
shout out Chase.
Chase, congratulations.
Too bad this wasn't a bracket for winners.
Chase, I think it's like the transitive rule now that since Chase won our bracket and Duke – oh, no. Pardon me. Nova has 8-1 odds to win next year. Duke has 5-1. So since Chase won our bracket in the transitive property, Chase also has 8-1 odds to win our bracket next year.
Dibs on Duke.
Does that make sense?
Dibs on Duke.
Dibs in a bracket. Anyway – I'm going to take the ACT. There'll be more of that to come. I'm very, very excited to take it.
Initial reactions. Gut prediction on your score.
I'm scoring 36.
One more time. Gut prediction on your score.
All right, 26. I think that's probably about right. I've been out of the classroom for a little while now.
I'd bet the under on that.
You're going to take the under? Anyway.
Any under.
Anyone listening, send me some testing locations. I'm probably looking to take it someplace where then afterwards we can get blackout drunk. So any place that's close to a bar, I think we can make that work. I don't know, Charlie.
I have a couple places scouted out for you.
All right. Any place that's not inside of a high school gym is preferred.
No, always gonna be in high school. I'm gonna make sure your only options are in high schools.
Yeah, that sounds about right. So, yeah, but. Besides that, besides the riveting basketball games that happened, poor Loyola, poor Sister Jean, I got a little upset off that one, but my weekend was pretty good. It was a nice Easter weekend. I ate a bunch of lamb. I had lamb for three meals this weekend. I had a Euro one meal. I had lamb sliders one meal. I had a lamb it had a stick in it. Not a stick, but a bone. What is it called?
Lamb chops?
No, it wasn't a lamb chop. It was a
rack of lamb?
Yeah, kind of. But whatever. I knew what it was like 5 minutes ago and I was prepared to say it and then I forgot.
It was lamb.
It was lamb. I ate lamb.
Lamb.
Lamb. But the last one was the best and I can't remember the name, so now I feel kind of bad. Anyway.
The lamb's dead.
Heck of an Easter weekend. Heck of a sports weekend and a heck of a sports week coming up we got here. But Charlie, what'd you do this weekend?
I had the privilege of having my mom come up and visit me. That was exciting. We went to IKEA, got some new furniture, put said furniture together. It's safe to say I'm a word master IKEA furniture assemblers at this point.
Yeah, me too.
But they did short us one screw on my chair. So if anyone actually comes and visits now,
you're screwed.
Just don't sit down. But yeah, so that was good. And then Easter Sunday, did my own thing. You know, went to Easter Mass and then just chilled out.
Nice.
Got a first holiday that I wasn't home for.
I have a question for you. Did you feel a little lighter?
Oh, I was very holy.
Feel a little like a weight was lifted off your shoulders.
felt really holy, Grant. Holy.
Well, I'm not talking about your jeans. Got him. Got him. No, but, yep, that's it. Good old weekends, you know? What do you do without them? Without them, I'm working 7 days a week.
I did miss not having Easter Monday off.
Oh, like me too.
First time in my life.
Yeah, I never had it in public schools, but in college it was nice for 4 years.
So. Yeah, so we always had those track workouts on Easter Monday, and half the time we got kicked off.
I never did. Once.
Yeah.
I remember that one, anyway.
Yeah.
We got the Drake weekend coming up here. We're in April now. Happy April. And Drake weekend, the 27th through the 29th, we got people coming down watching some races, and we got a little party. A little party on whichever day more people are going to be here. We're not sure which day yet.
House party.
Yeah, since we've got a lot of commits, we're just going to buy a lot of cases of beer.
Oh, yeah. Maybe a couple bottles of wine.
We'll buy wine. We'll buy wine. For sure. We'll buy white wine, red wine.
And if you want rosé, we'll mix them together.
So basically, we'll buy wine and water. Wine and water, Drake. You shouldn't have called. Yeah, so it'll be a fun weekend. We hope y'all can make it. And maybe let me know if you're going to make it. So that way I can tell my mom to prepare some bedrooms for extra people. But yeah. It should be fun.
Everyone's invited.
Everyone's invited. If you're listening to this, make it to our party. We'll know the exact date at least a week beforehand. We'll have a time and date. So like the Tuesday of before the Drake relays, we'll know exactly what time and what date that party will start.
Deal. We can make that commitment.
Yeah, we made that on the fly, guys. but yeah, so we hope to see everyone there. And now we're going to welcome on the friendly update, a great friend of the podcast, the first official sponsor of the Charlie and Me podcast. Buy this man a beer, Mike Mahoney, a St. Thomas grad, U.S. Bank employee, just an all around guy's guy. Mike, how are you doing?
Doing well. Coming off a little bit of a cold, but
He's playing hurt, but you know, we respect it. We respect the hustle.
I like my chances now.
This is essentially my Jordan flu game of life. We'll see how it goes.
I love it. Well, we're happy to have you on, and we got some good questions, hopefully, and this way we can attract Doug Sucks to listen to the show.
Awesome.
Alrighty, let's kick it off. Mike, would you consider yourself a true Minnesotan? And if so, what makes you specifically a true Minnesotan, and in general, what makes someone a true Minnesotan?
All right, lot of questions about Minnesota. So if you're looking at the hat I'm wearing right now, no, I'm true Minnesotan. If I take the hat off, then yes, I think you can describe me as a true blue Minnesotan. Born and raised, I've lived within 15 miles of my parents' house my whole life.
That's winning.
I think what makes you a true blue Minnesotan is really good at being passive aggressive.
Oh, yeah.
And being friendly to other people. So
what's your go-to mad phrase when you're mad at someone? Like, that's not good.
that's perfect. That sounds really good, yeah. It's a complete lie. That's a good workplace one if you haven't used that one yet. I would say perfect. And be really, expressive when you do it. You get a good response.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Perfect. I love it. So, Mike, we all know you're at U.S. Bank these days, right? You are still at U.S. Bank, right?
I am, yes.
All right, good. I just want to make sure I wasn't misquoting the bank you worked at. One of the big ones. Anyway, what would you say the best and worst parts of corporate America are?
Money in your pocket.
Oh, amen. Yeah. Amen to that.
Not having to scrounge pennies to buy a six pack of beer or something. Or
I still do that, but yeah.
I don't know, being able to not not use like your parents' Monopoly money all the time and ask for like more Tommy Bucks.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of a good thing.
The flex dollars.
Yes, flex dollars, which you would.
Sweet Peas was great for that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, I guess like that would be nice to use my parents' money at the bar still. But like not waking up and worrying about like if you spend $40 at a bar. I think that that's been a very, very good thing. The worst part I would say is the small talk that you have to have with your other coworkers when you just really don't want to speak to anyone. Like when you have two phones in and someone wants to talk. I would say that's probably the worst part of corporate America.
That sounds miserable. I've literally been there so many times today. Damn it, Sharon. I don't care about your kids. Like, it's cold. I don't. Anyway.
Or their soccer game, their kids' soccer game. That was probably the highlight of their week. So, you never know.
They'll probably tailgated that game.
Hey, they got the next Ronaldo, though. So, you know, don't discount that.
They're really good and really fast. So, I think that, you know, if things go well, they might make it at the next level.
I can't think of a reason why that couldn't happen.
Yeah.
All right. Next question. It's Masters week, so I want to know what are some of your Masters predictions and what kind of storylines are you hoping for this week?
I'll start with the storyline that I'm hoping for.
Okay.
I really hope that Tiger misses the cut.
Really?
Yes. Really?
That's a hot take.
So funny. If Tiger misses the cut.
No way.
No. Hear me out.
Why?
Tiger is who got me into golf, but like now it's just there's so many better guys, and then like just watching him crumble one more time I think would be hilarious on like Friday to just see Tiger shoot like an 85 and then just be dead in another major. I think that his back would just like crumble.
That'd be the end of Tiger, probably.
That would be the end of Tiger. I'm hoping to see Tiger's final demise this weekend.
Oh my god.
And then my hopes for winning, I think it'd be good to see like Ricky Fowler or a DJ.
I can get behind that one.
I get behind DJ, not Ricky.
I like Ricky.
Okay.
Keep it on U.S. soil, man. Build that wall. No, I'm just kidding.
I think that's a mutual win, though. Personally.
Who?
Hard to bet against him.
Who?
Who is that? Sorry.
Jordan Spieth.
Oh, really? You think he got enough out of last week?
He played pretty hot last week.
Yeah, I think he did. And I mean, that place is like his backyard.
That's true.
He's not doing well, other than that one year where he shot like an 8 on a hole. I think it was.
He still got second that year. That's a crazy. He blew up, got second.
Yeah. Tough life.
I think his worst finish at the Masters was last year. He got like 8th, something like that.
Yeah.
It's like, damn.
And the last thing I want to see is Sergio win.
My God. No one wants to see Sergio win.
No one's talking about Sergio, even though he's a defending champ. Like, Champions Dinner is going on, like, probably right now. And, like, I haven't heard anyone talk about him yet.
I just saw his picture holding a menu. That's it. I thought he was my server.
What was on the menu, Grant?
It was, what was it? It was, like, Australian rice or some nonsense. Or Spanish. Sorry, he's Spanish.
Yeah.
Could that have been the dish that they were serving?
No, it just, maybe, I don't know. I just read Spanish rice underneath it. They were trying to translate for us dumb people.
It seemed European, and I was like, I'm American. I want the beef.
Oh. Yes.
I like those picks, though. I'd say go DJ all day. I think that'll be a fun one. I think it'll be fun to watch him spank the ball.
Yeah. I would I'd look out for Jason Day and Justin Rose. They both seem to show up at every Masters and are in contention, it seems like.
I'd agree.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I'd just agree. I'd agree.
Yeah, Jason Day can spank the ball. Watching him in real life was unbelievable.
At the PGA Championship?
Yes, yeah, I'm at.
PGA. I was there.
Thanks, Grace.
I was there. I saw you.
Yes, you did. You looked really good in your uniform.
Thanks.
For working there. You were probably their best intern. Did you get a job? Did you get hired on by them?
No, I work for another company now.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my bad. No, I got rejected. Jeez, man.
All right, further along that line, though, Mike, what would you say your favorite Grant story is?
Favorite Grant story.
So it just has to involve me in some manner. I only have to be there like 5 minutes. It's not that big deal.
Yeah. I would say that my favorite Grant story, or story Grant was a part of, was when we were at Doug Miller's house. There was a bonfire. And then Doug, just like out of nowhere, just like looked at his phone and it was dead or something. And then he just throws it into the fire. And then Grant and I just turned to each other. We're sitting next to each other. And we are both just so confused as to what happened. Like, we were just so perplexed. Like, I mean, and Doug was just so casual about it. He just went, oh, yeah, I don't want this anymore.
His flip phone.
So that would be one of my top Grant stories.
His phone was definitely toasted, and so was Doug. That was great. Oh, fuck. I remember that, too. And everyone literally was just staring at each other like, did that actually just happen? Did he just, like, throw his phone in the fire for no reason? And everyone's got, like, their iPhones out, and then Doug just, like, threw his flip phone in the fire.
He was mad because everyone was on their phone and not talking to each other. That had to have been his rationale.
Yeah, and he was probably trying to play Bruce Springsteen on that little phone, too.
It's like in-person recording of it.
Oh, I love it. so you went to a good amount of parties, or at least the ones that Doug threw with a bunch of like runners. Was it always weird showing up to parties with a bunch of like really awkward skinny white people? You don't have to be diplomatic. You can answer as honestly as you want.
So I think like the awkwardness levels weren't terrible. I mean, it would just be like you and Robbie would both just be getting wasted with me and Sam, and then other people would just kind of join in as everyone else started getting drunk. So I don't think that there was an awkwardness. I just think that there was a lot of drinking involved at that house.
That's all that matters, really. we're Charlie and I just planned a trip to Vegas. In June, we're heading out there. You been to Vegas before?
I've not.
You have not. All right. Well, do you have any good gambling tips? What should I bet on? I'm not a great gambler. I just bet on stocks.
Well, I think you should throw all your money. Throw like $50 on red when you get there, and that will determine how your weekend goes.
I always go
is
red.
Is that an entourage play?
Yeah, it was $5 for entourage. But yeah, I just heightened the stakes.
Grant's a high roller.
I'm a high roller. Yeah, you got I'm ten times I'm 10 times entourage because I have like eight people. I have 8 people with me. But no.
Also, you should rent like mopeds, or not mopeds, like scooters.
Oh no shit! You can rent them. That'd be awesome.
From point A to point B, it takes forever. So if you have a scooter, you just get there that much faster.
That's good to know. Yeah. And you look good with a chick on the back of a scooter.
Oh. Like, are you talking about like one of those like Razor scooters? Like, can I do my kick flips and stuff on those? Or like, you talking like other kind of scooters?
Like Bama scooters, like the motorized scooters.
Oh, even better.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm excited for that.
We'll have to look into that for sure. All right, Mike, it's time for the tattoo question. If you were to get a tattoo, what would it be and where would you put it?
Oh, goodness.
Grant's face is always an option.
Wherever you want it.
Well, I mean, I think it would be really cool to have sleeves, but I'm not cool enough to have them. If I was cool enough, like, I'd get a full sleeve of something. I don't know what it would be. But I think, like, when people can pull off sleeves, you're just like, that guy's a badass. I don't want to fuck with them.
Yeah. Or I don't want to fuck with them.
I have a sleeve. I don't think the same.
You don't get the same response. No.
But if we're going with, like, a Grant's face tattoo, I think, like, I do like one of the inside of the lip tattoos. So then I just do like this, and then it'd be Grant's his face.
Does that mean we'd be like making out every time you close your mouth, or?
Huh?
Does that mean we'd be making out every time you close your mouth, or what?
Yeah, for sure. That was my intention.
I love it. I love it.
Like the back of the calf, just get dressed.
Oh, that'd be great.
You're holding up your thumb there. I thought you were gonna say like on the inside of your thumb. I thought that was great.
I thought that would have been interesting.
Something that had it was on Twitter or something, but I don't remember the celebrity that was on there, but someone had it on there and it looked very funny.
That would be funny. Like, that could be fun.
Not concealed.
No, you can't. That's out there for.
Nah. Just put it on your left hand, the stranger.
We'll workshop it.
Yeah. All right. Now's everyone's favorite time.
Oh God.
I think we've both prepared for this. We've all three prepared for this for a lot of times. I got some words written down here. Mike, you know the rules. I ask Charlie a word. If he can't spell it, you get a chance to spell it. And then you go, and if you can't spell it, Charlie gets a chance to spell it. And then if you tie, we have usually one overtime, but, you know, it really depends on the day.
How encouraged is cheating?
Pardon me?
It's frowned upon. Very frowned upon.
Cheating?
Okay.
All right. I'm using all my devices to record this podcast, so I feel like you should not be able to use your devices to look up these words.
That sounds like a you problem.
Hey.
Integrity, man. Integrity.
I'll say it like this. You're left to your own devices.
I just realized I do have a watch I could use.
All right. Charlie, you ready?
Yo, I'm ready.
All right, your word is Pennsylvania.
Oh, man. Okay, quick story time. States and capitals, fourth grade. I would try to not have any help on my homework, which would include... states and capitals, and I completely failed my first two tests. Now to go get them signed by my parents, and then
just spell the fucking word.
I'm trying to stall.
Wait, sidebar question: what is the capital of Pennsylvania?
It's Philly?
No. No, it's on the other side, isn't it?
No, it's Philadelphia.
Pretty sure it's Philly.
Is it?
They wanted to make that the nation's capital.
Yeah.
Well. I don't think it's the state's capital because the state's cooler than a nation. Small government.
Oh, this is not looking good, guys.
Give it a shot.
Man. P-E-N-N. S-I-L. V-A. No. V. We'll just go V-A-N-A.
You know, you were really close, but you're one letter wrong.
God damn it.
Mike. Pennsylvania. You got it?
P-E-N-N-S-Y-L-E-A-N-I-A.
That's it. Mike takes round one.
I wrote it out like four times, and all of those times I have a Y in there, and then I think I just forgot to put it when I was like feeling I just needed to give an answer. So that's my asterisk to the question.
This puts Charlie in a situation where if I give Mike the right word, he could kill the entire game right here.
Yeah, that would be really unfortunate. I'd be so angry.
All right,
so
Mike.
Angry. Yep.
This is always a fun one, and I always spell it out every time I spell it. Maintenance.
Oh, God.
M-A-I-N-T-E-N-A-N-C-E.
That's spot on.
Dang it.
Oh, boy.
I had that.
I know how I know how to spell that word.
How?
Yes or no? Or do you...
Yeah, I want to know.
Well, at work, I probably spelled that word in the past year 97 times, and I just learned how to spell it probably like a week and a half ago.
Sorry, Grant.
That's That's just good timing by Mike, you know? He just came in the clutch.
I would like to say I had that word spelled correctly in my paper.
Hey, that's a good flu game for you, then. You better come down off that cold, make it down for our Drake Relays weekend.
What is that?
The 27th.
Of April?
Yep.
Yeah, 27th to the 29th.
Man.
We're partying in Grant's parents' house.
Yeah.
Or yard.
Well,
we'll be really respectful.
Backyard, respectful. My mom listens to the show.
Okay, yeah, we'll have a lot of fun. I'll bring flowers.
I can't wait. All right, Mike. It was great talking to you. We'll talk to you later, and we'll see you at the relays weekend.
All righty, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks,
fellas.
Thanks, Mike.
Bye, Mike. Oh, that was Mike Mahoney. Heck of a guy. Heck of a guy. First official sponsor. We're always looking for more sponsors. All you have to do to sponsor us is buy us a beer.
It's pretty simple, except for we're not really around most of our viewers, so it makes it a little more difficult. But
you can just mail us a check.
I was going to say, you can mail me a beer, too, if they allow that. I don't know if they do.
Oh, might want to
check the rules. Check the rules before you do that.
Kind of like the potato thing where people like mail potatoes across country in like, really, yeah, like the different states. But you could just write it on a beer.
Yeah.
And then just slap a sticker on it and mail
I'm
it.
I'm like fairly certain you're not allowed to ship alcohol across borders.
Oh, I know you aren't, but so even don't better. You're not allowed to ship alcohol, period. Oh, I love it.
Okay. Well, next we have a new segment. Grant and I are both the youngest siblings in our family. So we're going to share a quick little story about what it was like growing up as the youngest child in the house. Grant, why don't you start us off?
Yeah. Mine's rather brief. I think it's happened to a lot of us. But my sister, Claire, who's my twin sister, so I'm only 20 minutes younger than her. But
you're younger than her, right?
Yeah, 20 minutes.
Okay.
We were pretty young, and I've always been a pretty talkative guy, which is why I decided podcasts were a good place for me. And basically, we were sitting in the back of a car, sitting at a stoplight, and I was trying to explain to everyone something about how I felt about something. I'm sure I was sharing my opinion too much to begin with. And all of a sudden, you hear just a smack, and I start crying. And everyone in the car turns to the back seat, and they're like, "What the heck just happened?" And my sister, they look over at Claire, and Claire's like, "I just couldn't take it anymore." So basically, I've always been an annoying, talkative person for my entire life, since I was like 2. So there you go, Charlie.
My story is actually pretty similar to that.
It
must be some character flaws or something. I don't know.
That's not such a thing.
It was, I believe it was a weekend morning. I think it was a Sunday morning. I was, you know, downstairs watching my TV. I was probably watching SportsCenter in the basement. I'm in second grade, so I'm like 6 or 7 years old. And my sister came downstairs with our 2 cousins who were staying over for the weekend. And, you know, I had rightfully earned my spot at the TV by waking up early. I claimed it, yeah. You know, I put my flag in the ground. I claim this territory.
Yeah. Like the US and the moon.
Yeah. And my sister had other thoughts and thought, because she was entertaining our cousins, that she got the right to the TV. So I put up a little fight, but she was stronger than me. She was, I'm in second grade, so she was in 5th grade.
Good math.
Yeah, and she gets the remote, and then I must have said something. I'm sure it was very polite. I was walking up the stairs, and she just turns and chucks the remote at me, and it hits me square in the face.
That's a good verb.
Yeah, chucks. gives me a black eye, and the part that I think is most funny is I went to school with a black eye on Monday, and we had the same second grade teacher. And that teacher thought Kate was just the sweetest little person ever. And so she asked how I got my black eye, and I told her that I got it from my sister, and she just couldn't believe it, that someone supposedly so nice could do such an awful, terrible, brutal thing to their little brother. But yeah, that's my story.
Hey, not everyone's as nice as they look, right?
Yeah, I know. Love you, Kate.
I'm kidding. Yeah, you know, sisters are tough. Charlie and I both only had sisters. I had three, he had one, so I like to think my life was a little tougher, but I'm better for it.
Probably.
No, I'm kidding. But anyway, that leads us to our going soft. My going soft is I decided it was worth my time to buy myself a pair of Lululemon pants.
So disappointed. But I'm probably going to buy a pair now, so.
Yeah, they're really comfortable. I'm wearing them right now. I just got them in the mail like 20 minutes before we started recording. And then I was like, I'm going to put these on. I put them on. I was just going to try them on. And next thing you know, I'm in them an hour later. So it's been great. I think they're really comfortable. And they're an unofficial sponsor of the podcast.
My going soft has to do with running. I've always been a big proponent of wearing the real short shorts, the 2-inch splits, but I just feel like it's just not.
It gets a little creepier with age.
It's a little weird now that I'm not in school and like running with a bunch of people. And
when
like,
you're running alone and someone can't see the bottom of your balls hanging out of your thing, it's just kind of weird at that point.
It's like I'm entering more into hobby jogger status, and I've had a breakdown. I bought. But, you know, the more just above the knee length running shorts. So, yeah, so that's mine.
I like it. You just got to stay a little above the knee, and then you're still kind of a runner, you know?
I can still claim they're short shorts.
You get below the knee, it's like, what am I doing with these?
Are you trying to wear capris? Because I can't. So, hit me up.
Can't really decide. Well, they got to be tight capris. But anyway.
I digress.
Moving on. So Charlie and I in the Masters week, we have a pretty big competition going.
It's heated.
We do it every year. We play the Masters on Tiger Woods at the Masters. I think it's like 2007. It's probably 11 years old now.
I think it's like 2012-ish.
Okay, around 6 years old, even still.
2010. It was when Tiger was going through his drama. He himself couldn't be on the cover.
He couldn't be on the cover of what?
Like, they thought it'd be a better marketing strategy to not have him on the cover of the game.
Oh, really?
So they just put the Masters on it.
But it's Tiger at the Masters.
It's the Masters.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it's Tiger.
Guys, I bought this game, and I don't even know what it said on it, so that's bad. anyway, Charlie and I play this. We play all four rounds, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We play them on the days that they respectively played.
Weather conditions, we match them as close as possible.
As close as possible, but we will make sure that they're exact between each other. So basically, this year is going to be a little different because we're playing even more of a gentleman's game. Charlie's in Chicago, I'm in Des Moines. We're not playing against each other head-to-head in our pairings. We have to play against each other 400 miles apart. So yeah. We have to turn around and – is it 400 miles? Anyway.
it's close enough then. I think it's like 350.
Yeah, something like that, whatever. And so we'll be competing each other. You gotta follow the blog. You'll find out who wins. Most likely won't be me. So if you're betting a gambling line, I'm not trying to throw the line or anything. But Saturday, if I shoot like a 76 and Charlie shoots a 58, it happens. Just tough about to come back. Every year. But yeah, so look out for that on our blog. I'm Charlie. Will be keeping us up to date on our Masters challenge we got this week. And I think that's about it for the Masters. What?
Yeah, I'm gonna say fight for some bragging rights, and we'll let you know how it goes.
Lastly, we got some quotes that we'd like to top off the evening with, or morning, or whatever time of the day it is for you today. Charlie, what do you got for us?
Okay, mine is, you have enemies? Good. That means you stood up for something in your life. I think I actually messed that quote up. I'm going to look it up real quick.
Sounded pretty good. I'll give it to you.
It's by Winston Churchill. Yeah, I'm a big fan of standing up for what you believe in when you think it's appropriate. So, yeah.
That's why I stand up for potato chips.
I messed it up a little bit. Here we go. Let's hear it. You have enemies? Good. That means you stood up for something sometime in your life.
Hey, stand for something or fall for nothing, am I right?
I like it. I like it a lot.
Mine is, Eventually, all things fall into place. Until then, laugh at the confusion, live for the moments, and know everything happens for a reason. So
prophetic. Prophetic.
Yeah, everyone have a great day on that. Sheesh. I thought one of us could have a funny one. We don't tell each other our quotes beforehand, so I thought one of us might have a funny one. I knew it wasn't going to be me because I figured Charlie's going to have a funny one.
I had a semi-funny one picked out before that, but then I changed my mind last second.
Well, whatever.
Bummer.
Hey, inspiration from Charlie and me. Pick it up, you know? Enjoy it. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening, and
deuces.